In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump has announced that he's considering using emergency powers to build his wall between the U.S. and Mexico, a demand that has kept parts of the federal government shut down for more than 2 weeks now. Here is the exchange he had with a reporter over the weekend.
Have you considered using emergency powers to grant yourself authorities to build this wall without congressional approval? And second,
yes,
on Mexico, you have?
Yes, I have. And I can do it if I want.
So you don't need congressional approval to build the
wall?
No,
we can use them. Absolutely. We can call a national emergency because of the security of our country. Absolutely. No, we can do it. I haven't done it. I may do it. But we can call a national emergency and build it very quickly. And it's another way of doing it. But if we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
So is that a threat hanging over the Democrats?
I never threaten anybody. But I am allowed to do that, yes.
Second question.
Called a national emergency.
That's Trump speaking to reporters over the weekend about his consideration of emergency powers to build his border wall. On Sunday, Vice President Mike Pence met with representatives of Democratic leaders Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi for more talks on the impasse over Trump's wall. The president tweeted about the meeting and downgraded his demand for a concrete wall to a steel wall. He said, "We're now planning a steel barrier rather than concrete. It is both stronger and less obtrusive. Good solution and made in the USA." Also on Sunday, a reporter asked Trump whether he could relate to what federal workers were going through as they struggled without pay.
I can relate, and I'm sure that the people that are on the receiving end will make adjustment. They always do, and they'll make adjustment. People understand exactly what's going on. But many of those people that won't be receiving a paycheck, many of those people agree 100% with what I'm doing.
That's Trump on Sunday claiming without evidence that federal workers wanted him to continue the government shutdown that was resulting in their loss of pay. In foreign policy news, National Security Advisor John Bolton took a surprise trip to Israel over the weekend. During a joint address with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Bolton contradicted Trump's recent announced withdrawal of U.S. troops from Syria, saying that the withdrawal would be conditional upon the defeat of ISIS.
Right on your border, we have the problem of the conflict in Syria. We're going to be discussing the president's decision to withdraw, but to do so from northeast Syria in a way that makes sure that ISIS is defeated and is not able to revive itself and become a threat again, and to make sure that the defense of Israel and our other friends in the region is absolutely assured. And to take care of those who have fought with us against ISIS and other terrorists.
That's Trump's National Security Advisor John Bolton speaking in Israel during a surprise visit to the region. Bolton plans to travel to Turkey on Tuesday to meet with government representatives. It was just after a phone call between Trump and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan that Trump made his surprise announcement 3 weeks ago of a withdrawal of troops from Syria. Bolton's trip appears to be designed to undo some of the damage that Trump's announcement made and to assuage jittery allies. On Sunday, Trump also walked back his plan to withdraw completely from Syria, saying, "I never said we're doing it that quickly, but we're decimating ISIS. That being said, we're pulling out of Syria, but we won't be finally pulled out until ISIS is gone." Meanwhile, news has emerged that Kurdish Syrian fighters have captured two American men who were hiding in an area they recently liberated from ISIS. The two are thought to be part of a group of foreign recruits that joined the Islamic State. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the freshman congresswoman from New York, has begun her political career with a bang, refusing to sit back quietly, as is expected from new lawmakers. She effectively shot back at conservative critics who posted a video they found of her dancing with friends in college by posting a video of herself dancing in Congress on Friday. On Saturday, she put veteran Republican lawmaker Steve Scalise in his place in a Twitter argument after he criticized her suggestion calling for a 70% tax rate on the rich to fund a Green New Deal. Ocasio-Cortez responded to Scalise saying, quote, "You're the GOP minority whip. How do you not know how marginal tax rates work? Oh, that's right. Almost forgot. GOP works for the same corporate CEOs showering themselves in multi-million dollar bonuses, not the actual working people whose wages and health care they're ripping off for profit." And on Monday, Ocasio-Cortez made news again for her answer to a question during a 60 Minutes interview. She was asked whether she believed Trump was a racist. She responded by saying, "No question," and then explained, "When you look at the words that he uses, which are historic dog whistles of white supremacy, when you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville incident where neo-Nazis murdered a woman, versus how he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge on our borders, it's night and day." A Gallup poll has found that a record number of Americans want to move to another country. Women in particular, 1 in 5, say they would move permanently to another country if they could. The same poll conducted during the Bush years showed that 11% and during the Obama years showed that 10% of women wanted to migrate elsewhere. 30% of young people, those aged 15 to 29, also want to leave the U.S., and 30% of the poorest Americans also want to leave. According to Gallup, while their poll, quote, does not ask people about their political leanings, most of the recent surge in Americans' desire to migrate has come among groups that typically lean Democratic and that have disapproved of Trump's job performance so far in his presidency, end of quote. President Trump has fixated on the people wanting to migrate to the U.S., but not seeming to consider those wanting to leave. Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts spent Saturday in Iowa, a key battleground state in presidential elections. She tested the political waters in that state by addressing crowds of enthusiastic voters about her favorite topic, an economy that is tilted toward the majority of Americans rather than wealthy elites.
All of my adult career has been spent around one central question, and that is, what's happening to working families in America? Why has America's middle class been hollowed out? What's happening to opportunity in this country? Why is the path so rocky for so many people and so much rockier for people of color? Why has this happened in America? And just think about how this works. The answer is not that people don't work hard. The answer is not that people don't try. The fundamental answer is back to a lot of those decisions made in Washington about who government works for.
That's Elizabeth Warren speaking to supporters in Iowa on Saturday as she begins a bid for a presidential candidacy. At another event, she was asked point blank about her controversial decision to take a DNA test.
I am not a person of color. I am not a citizen of a tribe. When I first ran for public office, the first time was in 2012, and the Republicans honed in on this part of my history and thought they could make a lot of hay out of it, a lot of racial slurs and a lot of ugly stuff that went on.
That's Warren justifying her decision to take a DNA test when asked by a supporter in Iowa over the weekend. And that does it for our headlines today.